room and say words that make us happy.
Okay. Sipowitz.
What? Sipowitz? Is that a juice box?
I feel like it's the last name of someone I went to Hebrew school with.
Oh.
That sounds right. It never shook me. I love that word.
Mm. What about you, Kathleen?
Cupcakes.
I like the word docent. It's my favorite
Ooh,
word.
Ooh, town nice. Docent.
Mm-hmm, docent.
Like in the Gilmore Girls, that mm-hmm. was Taylor.
Yep.
Wow, mm-hmm. we didn't even get out of the intro and there's mm-hmm. already been one Gilmore Girls reference.
I know, I'm sorry. I just live my life instead of a 90s television show.
I also like the word midwifery.
What the hell's that even
it's
mean?
It's the act of being a midwife. Isn't that a great word?
That is a good word.
Yeah. I can't wait to say what I learned this week.
What's that shop for hats? The
Haberdashery.
Haberdashery.
Oh my God.
You're going to go see your haberdasher.
Those things still exist?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah. Wow. Gorin & Brothers in the Village.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I know that company.
Yeah, it's a haberdasher.
I'm totally down on that.
I have a pork pie hat from there.
I think I said shant on an email yesterday, but I wasn't trying to be ironic, but I realized shant. It was funny when someone replied in all caps, ha ha ha.
You're turning into a Dickensian street urchin before our very eyes.
I really like the word obstreperous.
What does that mean?
It means like stop being annoying or like a smart aleck. Like my mom would say it to me a lot. Okay, well, stop being obstreperous.
Wow.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. Then it was a vocab word and freshman year.
Did not know that word.
Mm-hmm.
Vocab words growing up used to give me like agita.
Really?
Yeah, because they always, like spelling was one thing and I would learn how to spell something, but I kept not wasting my time. And I don't know why I'm saying wasting. It's a good thing, this word education. But I kept wasting my time. I didn't want to learn the definition. And the teachers would like ask you the definition at random in the middle of the test. I'm like, I spelled it right.
You have to learn.
I don't know.
My acting teacher says you need to have the largest vocabulary possible because you must always be able to express yourself as best as possible.
Do you get an email with a vocab word of the day?
No, I should.
I used to. And then it was stressing me out keeping up with them.
There's also, I had word of the day toilet paper in college.
That's very interesting, but also sounds very expensive.
And also, is it one word per square?
Yep.
That's
So that means you, I know, ration. You have to be smart. You're only allowed one a day.
You have to learn a lot of words.
What if you're rushing and you forget to read the word and you're flushing it? You're like, no! Flushing away my knowledge!
It's gone forever!
My roommate would just hate it because I would pull while I'm sitting there different squares to read them.
Yeah.
So I'd be that person who had to roll it all back up and it would never be as neat as if you never unrolled it in the first place.
It's all aerated now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I fluffed it for you.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Whenever you find a roll of toilet paper like that, you're always like, well, what happened to this toilet paper and where has it been?
Did it get wet?
Yeah.
Trust no
did
one.
Did they put something between it?
Where did it fall?
Yeah.
Something's wrong with us.
So we had a kind of interesting weekend, huh?
Sure.
Yeah.
So we went to the Women's March in Washington.
We did.
Yes. And we won't get political.
No.
Don't worry about it. But it was an amazing experience.
Yes. Yeah.
I was told there'd be brunch, though, and there wasn't. So I'm pretty pissed. But whatever.
I'm still trying to process it. And being there, us, surrounded by people, we knew that there were a lot of people there, but I didn't have any idea the amount and, you know, the grand scale of how everything was until we got home and watched the news.
Yeah, I don't think the organizers even quite knew what to expect because they had a bunch of speakers and performers, and that went on an hour past when it was supposed to, I think because they were trying to figure out how to funnel all these people.
My favorite were the bartenders afterwards. They are the ones I felt worse for.
Yeah.
You know, one of the best moments after we had been marching all day for like 6 hours, we went to grab a drink before we had to hop on the bus back to New York City. And we're in the bar and a map of the United States comes up and the news is playing and all these little dots pop up where marches had happened in cities big and small across the country and the whole bar just collectively cheered.
Yeah. I was a little drunk by then, so I just thought America had a VD. Like, I didn't hear what they were talking about. Like, where are all these red spots coming from?
People were looking out for people. So it was a good weekend.
Yeah, and we snapped a pic of three of us in front of the Capitol. So you can see that on our Instagram account at Acquired Taste Podcast.
Yes. Love, love, love. Just love each other. Yes. That's it. If someone falls over, help pick them up. That's all I ask.
And I love walking. I love walking.
So many steps. Everyone got their steps in that
there
day.
There were so many steps that I'm pretty sure all three of us stayed in bed the whole next day.
Dude, no. I went out for brunch and then I went for a run.
What's
You're
what
insane.
You, what's
I did.
Wrong with you?
I went for a run.
What are you made of?
I don't know, but I think I wore really good shoes that day.
Bionic Bethany.
Yeah, Nate and I went out for brunch and then I went to the gym.
Okay.
I felt great about myself.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I ate an entire grilled cheese. I got out of bed to let the takeout guy in, and then I went back to bed to eat the entire grilled cheese.
You said you were going to pay the seamless guy $10 extra if he would deliver it to your floor. Like the floor you were laying on.
Can you just come into the room?
Just lay it on the floor next to me.
Please.
No. I love walking so much that I once power walked the presidential fitness test of running a mile.
Oh my gosh.
In solidarity with Oprah during the 1996 power walking craze.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I still power walk. Is that not still a thing?
No, it's a thing.
Okay, good.
Your elbows are at a right angle.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, you gotta pump because you can only walk as fast as you can pump your arms.
There's that funny lady on YouTube who does the prancercising.
Yes!
What the hell's prancercising?
It's great. Oh, do yourself a favor. Go to youtube.com and plug in prancercising.
It's wonderful.
I feel like that's the only thing unicorns are capable of.
Mm. Oh, like, that and magic and purifying water.
And very well put together senior citizens from Boca Raton.
Hold on, I'm looking at Prancercise right now.
It's always to a John Mayer song. It's so funny.
Oh, what happened to that guy?
John Mayer?
Yeah.
He's f***ing every lady there is.
Yeah, he just released new music.
He's busy then.
No, he...
Shut up, Nordstrom Rack. I love you. But...
Prancercise LLC. And I'm here today to show you the four modes of Prancercise. I've got my ankle weights in place, and my music's ready. Oh. So let's stop talking and do some walking.
What am I looking at?
So this lady who does it on YouTube, she always wears stretchy pants, and in this one particular video, she's wearing white stretchy pants with what seems to look like a set of very nice pearls around her neck and a coral-colored cashmere cardigan.
Oh my God. This and woman's like snake moving with her body.
She's just walking and dancing. Listen, if going to the club on a Saturday night looked like this, I'd be there every day.
And whatever you think Prancercise looks like, you are correct. It is exactly what you're picturing right now.
I like this very much.
Yeah. So, Kathleen, you had an idea for what you wanted to talk about today. Do you remember what it was?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay, so if your life was a movie or a musical, what would the opening sequence look like?
Oh, God.
I think that is a wonderful question.
It really makes you look at yourself.
Because you know when you're listening to an amazing song and you're like at the grocery store or you're walking home from somewhere or you're shopping at the mall and you're like, yes, this is it. This is my opening sequence.
Yeah. I don't have a, is it okay that I don't have a particular song?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Do you know what yours is, Kathleen?
Yes.
Because I feel like you do.
I do. I'm on a bicycle.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of riding my bike down the street in a town that looks like a Pleasantville town, like kind of old school. And everybody's out just watering the hydrangeas and checking on their lawn and bringing in their grocery bags from the back of their station wagons.
Totally.
And my bicycle has a big basket and I have just made a fresh batch of blueberry muffins.
Oh. Right.
And I'm like, hey, Tom, wow, the flowers are really blooming so nicely this year. And I give him a muffin.
Uh-huh.
And then I see like little Susie on her trike. I'm like, you're going to be on the two-wheeler before you know it. Would you like a muffin?
Oh my God. Are there drugs in this, the way you're talking?
Nope.
Cocaine.
Take nope.
Cocaine muffins.
And then it ends where I pull up to the soda shop to go inside to see, what's like a Hawkeye name?
Tristan.
And I'm like, Tristan, I'll take a Coke, please. And then I just sit there and I drink my Coke and I'm like wearing a sundress that's probably rainbow colored stripes.
Probably.
And Tristan is like, hey, you know, I've always wanted to do this, but would you like to like go out with me sometime? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Hey, do you want a muffin?
You have to take this muffin. And then what happens?
But his muffin is like my muffin. It's not
oh my God.
The Wait, ones that I baked.
Is there a song that comes after it?
You know, what's that really happy song? I think I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer's just calling my name. I hear you now. I just can't stay inside all day. I gotta get out. Give me some of those rays.
Muffins.
Is that song from the Brady Bunch?
It is. They do it in the Brady movie.
Mm.
Yeah. I love how Kathleen's life is always from a different time period depending on the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But very seldom is it in the year 2000 anything to know. Like, this is wrong. We are wrong right now.
This is why I say time and time again, I'd rather watch TV than live my life.
Mm.
What about you guys?
I like that.
Sam, do you know yours?
It would not be a movie. Mine would have to be set upon a stage because that was my first love. And I would always be late for the opening call. So I don't know how my movie starts because I'm sleeping. So my understudy goes on every night. So I still don't know what the movie is going to be like because I'm pressing snooze on the violinist.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That's the extent of my life in the opening scene.
The title of your musical, like The Nap That Never Ended.
Exactly.
The Never Ending Nap.
Exactly. Except like in the middle, I kind of like stumble out and somehow manage to screw it. Like, I'm here from the top in the beginning. 5, 6, 7, 8. And everyone stares at me.
Trip onto stage.
I had a muffin earlier. Kathleen gave it to me. So I don't know why. I'm just feeling kind of weird.
Eat the muffin.
Fresh batch.
Eat the cocaine muffin.
They're so aromatic.
They're like, why are they shiny? Muffins shouldn't be this shiny.
I covered them in glue to take a good Instagram photo. Now you eat this.
Bethany, yeah. What would your opening sequence look like?
I'm not really sure. Lights down. It begins in a club, an old-timey burlesque club before they got really skanky and they were just like really,
oh, yeah.
Like they were like...
Like Moulin Rouge.
Like, yeah, Moulin Rouge edgy classy.
Mm-hmm.
So like more Paris, less Berlin.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no Berlin. There's no room for Berlin in this movie. And it is a musical and it starts, it's a tracking shot and it starts from the outside of the club with like the big sign and the big sign is like, you know, Annie's. Something really neat like that. And it's in like big lights and there's like people outside and they're selling muffins. And then like it tracks inside and you like walk around through the audience. And so you're like a table of men and like a table of men. And you see like a girl in a burlesque costume like cross. And like she sits on a man's lap and kicks her leg up. And then it keeps tracking. And then there's like someone drops a bottle. Oh, goodness. And then it keeps tracking. And then you hear murmuring like, is she performing tonight? I don't know. I heard she's performing. I don't know. I heard she eloped. No, she's in town. Oh my goodness. Who is she? Oh, I can't wait to see her. I came all the way to see her. And everyone's like, but who is she? And then it like goes all the way to the stage and the lights come up and you see 5 feather fans the size of a person and everyone's like, whoa. And then you hear like the trumpets and the and then you see the fans disappear and I turn around and I sing, girl, you'll be a woman soon, but in a really burlesque sort of style.
I love this. Leading up to it the whole time, I've heard that vamp from Chicago, like before the Roxy song, like dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
It was tracking all through the club, I was picturing you backstage, like very seductively putting on your red lipstick in the mirror before going to stage left to make your entrance.
Exactly, totally. And the cool thing about the movie is that there is a prince in the club that night.
Cool.
Fresh
cool.
in town, newly heartbroken,
oh,
so
God.
Super vulnerable. And
Danish?
He needs to be obviously Danish.
Mm. Undercover, right? No one knows he's there.
No one knows he's there. Right. And he needs to be fixed, which is how I like him. And then there's also a pauper.
Mm.
He ain't got no money.
Mm.
And they both love me so much. And I just don't know what I'm going to do.
That's a really hard decision.
It's
they're
super hard.
They're both so handsome, and they both have such fantastic and strong qualities, but they're very different at heart, so this struggle is going to be difficult for you.
It's going to be tough, and it's not like the prince is a bad guy. He's a great guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His mom loves him.
Right.
His dad's awesome.
Right.
And the pauper is like, good heart, great personality, knows how to spin a yarn.
Totally.
So what am I going to do? You don't know. You're going to have to watch the movie.
Right. What best fits you?
What best fits me?
What best fits
me?
What best fists you is the name of the movie. Who best fists you?
Oh, I would watch that.
I know you would, Kathleen. You direct that.
I just dozed. I dazed off for a minute because I was seriously thinking about this conundrum that you had to face between choosing the prince or the pauper.
I need your help.
I just couldn't figure out which one you were going to choose.
Okay, I need you guys to help me figure this out.
Totally.
Okay, so...
We need qualities. We need specific qualities?
Here's what I love about the prince.
Right.
First of all, mm-hmm. great hair. Mm. It's thick. You know, his culture really supports the like the wavy style, short on the side, wavy on top a little bit. Yeah, Sam, yeah. like you kind of dig that style.
God, I love that.
Dresses well. You know, he treats me well.
Right.
The dates are great. Mm-hmm. You know, flies me around.
But they're flashy, right?
They're very flashy.
I mean, that's just what he knows. That's yeah. his world. So like...
And ultimately, am I a flashy girl at heart? I don't know.
Question mark.
I know. The pauper, his name's Richard.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Love like me a good dick.
Yeah. yeah. A good, yeah. strong dick.
Yeah, I know. And he's got rough hands, but somehow they're soft. Mm. And good work ethic, natural muscles that like those lean ones you get from lifting.
He's
like,
got
manual
scruff,
labor.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, he
yeah,
does.
He doesn't
got
have
scruff.
Time to shave every day. Mm-mm. He's got to work.
Got to work. He works real hard for his money. He works construction,
so you better treat him right.
Yeah. His parents are all dead, so the great thing about that is I don't have to split Christmases.
They're all dead. Like all seven.
That's
of
like
them.
That's a serious pro.
Yeah, it is a serious pro.
I mean, it's a con for him, it's a pro for you.
I mean, a bummer for him.
Yeah.
Orphan and all. But yeah. like being the prince, his
well,
family's great.
That means he also has more love and vulnerability to give to someone because there's something missing from his life. Like he doesn't have, unfortunately, his parents to bestow this emotion on. So you's gonna get all of it.
It's true. And yeah. also, did he learn any life lessons before his parents died? I don't right. know that yet. Like I dated once a guy whose mom died when he was really young and his dad never taught him how to brush his teeth. It's a true story.
What? Oh, okay. I'm so sorry for that
I don't
person.
Know that going in. Well, he's...
Let's just say he brushes his teeth.
Okay. okay.
Right off the bat.
So who do I choose?
I don't know.
I'm leaning toward the pauper. I'm so sorry. I have to say it. I want the lifestyle that the prince can provide you. Mm-hmm. Provide you. Mm-hmm. That was a Freudian slip.
You like how
that
he fists
was.
Me?
I like how the prince fists you, leaving them rubies all up in there. But it's...
Oh, I heard about this on Goop.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They're sold out of those.
don't look into that.
Those Benoit rubies.
I thought they were beads. But I really think that at the end of it, Bethany, you are a mush heart.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to get there, but once it's got, it in itself is a ruby.
Mm.
So I feel like the pauper would be better equipped to handle that.
I think
he did
heart.
Learn life lessons. He learned appreciation of connection from that. I like the prince. I'll send him holiday cards. Like, I am not Xing him out of my life. I just don't think he's your last chapter.
Because I know you guys have grown attached to him.
Yeah, yeah. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He really is.
Alternative ending.
Please.
You love them both equally.
Yeah.
They love you both equally. But Richard knows that the people love you.
Ugh.
And you would be the best.
Best. Jesus.
So many slips.
You would be the best princess for the people. And he knows that it's more important for Denmark to have a strong female princess leader who will one day be the queen than it is for him to have true happiness with you for the rest of his life.
Richard.
He puts his country before himself. And that's why you choose the prince.
I don't know. I think we got to Pearl Harbor this. Someone has to die.
Oh.
This is going to be right. too hard.
Who's
if both of them still exist.
Flying a kamikaze plane over Japan.
And the other one's the one that got you pregnant. You always have that small piece.
And there's a parachute, a giant white parachute
it's
involved.
It's hot. It's hot.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I don't
there's
know.
There's a trip to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. At least one of those.
Do you know what's awful? I've been to Hawaii a handful of times, and every time I go, I never go to Pearl Harbor because I'm like, I've seen the movie.
Oh, my God! That's not okay! It's going to erode down there!
You're going to world history hell.
I am, but...
It's right there! You've made the trip!
Abraham Lincoln was also a vampire slayer, so it's all good.
I feel like, should we put up a poll on our Twitter account
yes.
and see how we should end this movie?
The Prince or the Pauper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bonus to endings that have not been touched upon. You
What's
don't
that?
Have to necessarily pick the Prince or the Pauper. You can... Let's really get into this.
I can pick Lucille.
You can pick Lucille.
The barmaid.
Or Annie, whose burlesque place it is. Whatever happened to Annie?
That's true. Annie gets no love.
A tie-in is that Tristan, the love of mine in my movie story, is actually the third cousin of the prince. And he, after he stops working in the soda shop and graduates from music school, is the lead violinist in the orchestra in Sam's story.
I'm still asleep, by the way, for this whole...
She slept through all of this.
It's been a long week. I'm out the whole time.
Wait. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. So if I marry the prince, then wait, do you end up marrying the soda shop guy?
Yeah, absolutely. Tristan and Kathleen forever.
Okay, so if Tristan and Kathleen are married, I end up marrying the prince, then you and I get to be sisters.
Yes, we do.
I wake up in like the fourth act. I'm like, what the f*** is going on? Bethany's where? When did she leave?
The castle. She's in the castle.
Kathleen, what year is it? Why are you in black and white? I ate some bad muffins yesterday.
I imagine like Sam pushing me, and just like in the movie Pleasantville, where they're black and white, but then all of a sudden they start crying, and they're like the color shows through.
Yeah, yeah.
Like maybe you slap me in the face, and the color shows through on my face.
The red hand stain. Yeah.
That would be my movie. This would be an Inception. My movie would be like the movie within the movie, where I'm walking around looking for my two friends who exist in alternate universes, and I'm trying to figure, it's like What Dreams May Come.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the f*** is going on?
And Cuba Gooding Jr. is leading you around?
Yes!
Oh, I love this movie.
This is great, but I have to be back at Manhattan at like 5 on Monday, so let's figure this out.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
What happens between you two that you have to slap, that Kathleen and you slap each other?
Well, Sam's really confused about the alternate universes.
And the fact that Kathleen's black and white and everything she touches.
And she's also confused about her feelings for my nerdy hot brother, Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire. Ain't confused, mama. I'll take him.
He's single now, I think.
Is he?
He is.
Yeah.
And best when kissed upside down.
Well, there's a lot of feelings going on right
I know.
Now. I'm sorry,
I really
Tobey.
Love Jennifer Meyer a lot.
Nuts. He'd be baby daddy with her.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Damn it.
I'm sure Leonardo DiCaprio is consoling him over ice cream as we speak.
Can we pick another one? Can your brother be Jake Gyllenhaal?
Sure.
Okay, no attachments. Yay!
Wait, was Jake Gyllenhaal ever Spider-Man?
I don't know. He has been in my fantasy.
Hey, girl.
How you doing? I don't know.
In your fantasy, are you a terrifying woman?
I might be.
Are you Spider-Man? My name's Sam.
Are you Spider-Man?
I'm Batman. Eat a muffin.
You're either a superhero or a really heavy smoker.
Why am I Harvey Firestein in my wildest dreams?
Because everybody is Harvey Firestein in their wildest dreams.
The first Girlfriend. Place I go is someone else's voice, and it's Harvey Firestein's. I'm mm-hmm. bowing out. This movie just got like all of its funders pulled.
Oh my God.
It doesn't know what to do.
I can't wait till this movie comes out.
What's it going to be called? The one movie of all of us joining. What is this movie called?
Sisterhood of the Traveling.
An acquired movie.
Folie à deux.
Acquired foie gras?
No, I would refuse to eat foie gras.
Why?
Because it is the way they treat the animal to make it.
Real how is bad. That? How does it happen?
They force the goose's mouth open and pour food down into him to artificially enlarge his liver,
and then it explodes, and that's when
explodes.
It's ready to be prepared.
What?
Yeah, that's the real thing.
Super terrible.
Had no idea.
The more you know.
Well, yeah,
I don't think I will ever eat foie gras ever again.
Yeah,
sorry.
Foie gras is like bad news city. Yeah.
Sorry to anyone out there, too.
Honestly, I don't think I ever ate foie gras because I really loved it.
Well, now we can. We could visit in Bethany's world.
I think I just ate foie gras because it was fancy.
Yeah. I'll eat, like, I've been at exactly one situation where somebody offered me caviar without any sense of irony, where they were like it was fancy enough that they were like, would you like some caviar, expecting me to actually enjoy it. And so I had to actually pretend I liked it.
You didn't like it?
No.
I like it.
You like caviar?
Yeah.
It's salty.
So salty.
It's salty gelatin.
It's salty, but it's still somehow kind of crunchy, even though it's like squishy. It's fun. It's like, I love, that's so much
You're
fun.
You're a pervert.
So, I am for so many other reasons.
I know black caviar, but what is that thing that they put on top of the sushi that's like those little orange balls that pop in your
They're
mouth?
Fish eggs.
That's also caviar, right?
Yeah,
is that caviar too?
I don't know. It's called, it starts with an E, whatever the name of the roll is. It's just a bigger fish egg. Like, whatever kind of fish it is, those lay, like, big-ass mother
Does caviar have to be from like a beluga? Wait.
Yeah, isn't like caviar Russian?
Hold on, let me look. Caviar.
So many questions. I'd rather just eat the crackers.
Exactly. Caviar is salt cured fish eggs of the, that's a word, Accipenseridae family.
That was never on my toilet paper.
Mm. No. The roe can be, fish eggs, can be fresh or pasteurized, with pasteurization reducing its culinary and economic value.
Huh. Okay.
That was Greek to me.
This picture of caviar has both the orange and the black.
Oh, look at that. I had no idea that the sushi one, you know, counted as caviar.
Oh, so here we go. So the orangey stuff is salmon roe, and then sturgeon caviar is the black stuff.
Mm. I like that. So the orange stuff is like the affordable stuff, because even that stuff is still gas station sushi.
Yeah.
And the black stuff is always what you see like Russian millionaires eating on private planes in movies.
So you guys have both tried both and don't like either?
No.
I actually am okay with the orange stuff, but it's because it's been on top of sushi, and I like sushi sometimes. So, but the black stuff was the stuff that I was at fancy party.
Yeah.
And it was like, here.
It's so good. Mm-mm. No? Mm-mm. Just me? I'm all smiley. Do they have this on Seamless in Jersey City?
Jesus. From the Hudson River.
Right?
Hudson River Row.
Hudson River Row.
Honestly, if some cool-ass hipster company in Brooklyn packaged Hudson River caviar as like a thing,
yes!
You know masses would buy it and enjoy it.
Oh my God, I want this.
This is like when I see the pickles and it has like a cool hipster logo and it says made in Brooklyn. I'm like, yep, I will pay $75 for those pickles.
Oh, absolutely.
They are better than regular pickles.
Oh yeah. Hometown pickles. Hometown row.
There's something wrong with us.
No, it's like, and caviar weirds me out.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like there's some weird cult somewhere or some like secret society that like sources caviar of people. Mm. They're like eating lady egg. I don't know.
Whoa!
I feel like
I'm into disturbing things. Yeah. I'm going to look into this.
Look into that.
Now Kathleen likes caviar.
Eat your lady caviars, put on your Nike sneakers, and come to the other side.
Exactly. Drink this Kool-Aid. I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of weird podcasts lately.
Mm.
I'm not high right now, by the way.
I'm staring at you, waiting for you to say.
This is a judgment free zone.
Say something.
I'm really not high.
Judgment free zone.
I promise. Shut up.
I'm sorry.
What did you learn this week?
Bethany doesn't always know when she's high. Oh, God. What did I learn this week?
What did you learn this week?
Okay, this is only a half learning because it's not confirmed. I don't know if this is true. I'm going to go to the florist today and find out. I bought, what are those green plants called again? Like this thing that I have a fake one here.
Oh, succulents?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, succulents. So I got a set of 3 succulents from 1 florist, and 2 of them are thriving. And then I noticed little gnats in my apartment. So you water these every 3 weeks. So I went to water them. I realized the leaves are starting to fall off the stem immediately, and a few of them on one side are like burnt.
Aww.
Like burnt, like I torched my plant.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the hell is going on? I tip it to the side, all the leaves come off. It's just the stem in the pot. And then I'm trying to figure out, okay, it's burnt, like there's fire, and it's like kind of mushy, the leaves, like they overdrank. I put it next to where I have my multiple outlet plug. It's sitting directly next to it.
Oh.
I don't know if this is true, but the only thing I could think of, because it was the fried ones were facing the plug, that there was so much electricity from the plug. It's on the same shelf. They're like 4 inches away from each other as far as where the plant is from the electricity source. Is that possible? Did the electricity fry my plant? I don't know. I don't get it.
I mean,
right?
Maybe it gives off some kind of radiation or something.
It's weird.
You know, I think I saw an episode of The Magic School Bus about this once.
Okay, what happened?
And I do think it's possible for electrons to travel through the air. So I don't think that you're crazy. I think this may be a thing. It also may be the succulents go through different cycles. You know, their leaves are cyclical.
Yeah.
So that one plant may be just on a different cycle.
But
it didn't sync up with the other succulents.
The one damning piece of evidence were the burnt ones on the side. Like, there were holes in it. It was charred.
Oh,
like,
God.
Like I put a torch to it. So I'm like, okay, it's not like it's going through something weird. This looks like something particular happened to this side. I don't have a candle.
I would move it. Just move it.
And yeah. See what happens.
I did. I put it. It's now just a stem. So the poor thing's sitting on my windowsill. And I hope he... Plants are resilient. So I hope they regrow. But I guess, like, go look at your plants right now. Even the ones that are low maintenance. Because I feel real bad. I might have totally killed... I'm going to go ask the florist today. But it's possible I put it in a really bad location.
It's. I mean, it's possible. But you didn't kill it. Your power strip killed it. Don't take that on.
It was a second degree murder. I didn't mean to. Poor Fred. Yes, I named it.
That's okay. You have to name your plants.
Yeah. Okay. What else did other people learn?
Kathleen, what'd you learn?
I'm very, like, so spelling and grammar are not necessarily my thing. And I downloaded this amazing plugin for my browser. I use Chrome most of the time, Google mm-hmm. Chrome, and it's called Grammarly. And no matter where I'm typing, like if I'm typing in an email or on Facebook or really wherever, it checks my grammar and my spelling.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I have the free version right now where it just checks really the most basic things, spelling and very elementary grammar. But if you, for a small amount of dollars, which I think I'm going to upgrade, it'll check like even detailed grammar.
Ooh.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
This is good.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a lifesaver.
Interesting.
And you can learn too. I mean, you'll like keep learning.
Who's and who and lay and lie and woof.
Yeah, some of those are rough.
Who has time for English?
Right?
Not me!
Maybe if it were on toilet paper.
It was so much fun. I'm going to buy it for us all again.
Yes, please.
How about you, Bethany?
I learned that all dogs are exactly the same in that...
Wait, is this a metaphor for men and dating?
Nope, this is dogs.
Okay.
Straight up dogs.
I can't wait to hear this.
So I was at my grocery store, and my grocery store does not allow dogs in it. And so there's a lot of times, like, it's Manhattan, everyone brings their dogs into everywhere.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, it's a food place, so it makes sense. So there's a lot of times dogs tied up outside my grocery store. Mm-hmm. And I came out, and there was this gorgeous pit bull, like, gray, giant... mallet head. You know, their heads are just like giant rocks. Huge, silky gray coat. Beautiful dog. So beautiful, giant, probably weighed like 120-pound pit bull sitting outside the grocery store. And he was just like sitting there, just like waiting, big black eyes. And this dog looks like, I mean, it could kill you if it wanted to. And I went up to it and I was like, hi, buddy.
I knew
it! And this little... tail starts wagging, his eyes get really big, I scratch under his chin, because all dogs are the same. All dogs love baby talk. All dogs love to be, like, treated like little menches. Hey, buddy!
Did it get excited on the words, or your, which I know happened, big inhale when you first saw him? Because it wasn't, hi, buddy! It was, hi, buddy!
It was like, I love it when... big dogs like Saint Bernards, German Shepherds, like these big breeds, are like Great Danes are just like puppies.
No, so cuddly.
Yeah, like Pit Bulls and Great Danes and Mastiffs, they're just puppies. Like they just want to be like, hi, buddy. They're all puppies. And obviously, like, get a vibe. Don't just go and put your hand in a dog's mouth. Like, some dogs don't want you to pet them.
Yeah, that's probably a good rule to pay attention to.
Don't pet a dog that obviously is, like, not into it.
Sure.
I could just, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I went outside, I could tell that this dog was, like, cool. Like, you get a, you know how you just get a sense?
Yeah!
So I knew it was okay.
This dog needs to meet me.
Yeah.
It wants to meet me.
He's like, as Sam said, maybe he's a fan. Maybe he listens.
I pictured that dog... giving you, like in a cartoon, a big dog smile, but a set of human teeth appeared. He's like,
he was
yes,
dope.
I'm so happy to see you.
I wanted to take him home with me.
Aww. Hey, buddy.
Hi. You want a muffin?
So oh, God. Well, this has been a lot. This has been all over the place.
Maybe the dog was the pupper reincarnated.
Oh, no wonder I loved him.
Old souls meet again.
Loved him.
People have to pick.
You pick. Go to Twitter.
Go to Twitter.
Vote.
Vote. Tell us the story. How do our stories end?
Yeah.
Do I ever get out of bed?
We need to know.
Oh my God. What if you were a lady dog and these were both dog, a dog prince and a dog pupper?
Yay! Disney
not,
version.
No, not by Disney. By the off Disney that makes like Fievel Goes West or those whatever those non Disney really good movies are.
Somewhere or the, out there. Aww.
Or that company that made Anastasia.
Yes, exactly.
Not Disney.
Not
still
Disney.
Very good.
Soon coming to Broadway.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right. Follow us on social media. Someone else tell them.
Okay. We're on Twitter. @AcquiredPodcast.
Bethany's not high.
I have to go to the doctor.
Oh, God. We're on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
And we're on Facebook and, of course, our website, acquiredtastepodcast.com.
Yay! Love you. We'll talk to you next time.